now using PC, or what are you using, Mac?
Forced propaganda? Ever ask yourselves why the mainstream media is not being censored, yet those that tell you the truth are? Friends, Justice William Old Douglas said, "Restriction of free thought and free speech is the most dangerous of all subversions. It is the one un-American act that can most easily defeat us." The First Amendment of the Bill of Rights tells us that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. What is also important to understand here is that the preamble to the Bill of Rights also states, with a double thou shalt not to them that represent the American people, that the conventions of a number of the states, having at the time of their adopting the Constitution, expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and is extending the ground of the public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. So I have a question for you. How is it that big tech companies can censor and even expunge the truth that at any given time when it does not run the same direction as their propaganda narratives? Well, I can tell you that they are not doing this legally, and that in any sense of the word. The warnings that were given, namely by the first president of the United States of America concerning freedom of speech, George said, if the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. How true it is when it was said that those that mean to silence us are them that mean to rule over us. And Americans, here we are today. I do need to make clear that freedom of speech does not give us the right to speak in an unlawful or a subversive manner. We do not have the freedom of speech to lie, to defame, to maliciously attack, or to promote that which transgresses American law. We do not have the rights given unto us by God to promote that which violates God's moral laws. Friends, did you know that we still have blasphemy laws still in the books? Yet somehow or another, this is to be permissible by the networks? The networks also promote pornography as free speech, yet this was illegal up until 1968. Sodomy is promoted as normal, and yet our laws clearly condemn this abominable lifestyle. They promote same-sex marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. And now they're even promoting something called transgenderism. Friends, let me take you a step further. They're even going so far as to tell the younger generation that they now have a choice in what it is that they want to be by labeling it binary. Friends, God already made that decision. It's not for us to make. They promote promiscuity and fornication as the cool things to do. Adultery is promoted through what Americans have accepted as soap operas. Abortion is promoted and advocated by calling it a choice. Killing is advocated and taught through Hollywood and the mainstream media as entertainment. Dishonoring parents is advocated for. And nobody does this more than Disney. Having other gods, and even going so far as to promote foreign gods. Literally everything that is being promoted by the mainstream media and their useful idiots, God clearly condemns. No, friends, freedom is to do what the law permits, and so it is. Laws, if obeyed, keep us free. Remembering what Charles D. Montesquieu rightly stated, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Now knowing all of this, let us share our experience with the illegal censorship that has been taking place, and that on a national level. When we first started the Sons of Liberty Media's national outlet, we immediately garnered a lot of attention. As a matter of fact, the first month we had over 700,000 unique visitors come to our site. The second month we had over 850,000 unique visitors come to our site. And the third month we were touching over 1 million unique visitors that were coming to our site. And we were also ranked the top 11,000 in the United States alone. Before we knew it, the rug was then pulled. All of a sudden, we noticed that our unique visitors...
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain. Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it."
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker, boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, you guys have probably all heard this before. Just tell me if this sounds familiar, okay? We'll know that our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. Let me say it again. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything that the American people believes is false. You guys all know who that is, right? The former director of the CIA, William Casey. You probably heard this before, too. If you're not careful, the newspapers, the media, will have you hating the people who are doing the oppressing and loving the people who are, in fact, doing the oppressing. Let me say that again. The newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed. Forgive me. The newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. You guys all heard that before? I'm sure you have. I want to show you something here on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or before it's news, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of both platforms. Do you see this? CBS News, all owned by Zionists. Jews of the Synagogue of Satan. Not the Jews of the Lord, mind you. Not the Israel of God, mind you. Read Jeremiah 3:9, John 8:44. But the Jews of the Synagogue of Satan. CBS is owned by Zionists. ABC is owned by Zionists. NBC is owned by Zionists. CNN is owned by Zionists. The New York Times is owned by Zionists. The Washington Post, Huffington Post, The Guardian, The Economist, BBC, Vox, BuzzFeed, all owned by the Jews of the Synagogue of Satan. Anybody think that's odd? What about BlackRock? Look at all the companies that are owned here by BlackRock, all owned by Jews of the Synagogue of Satan, modern day Israel. I just wanted you to see this, okay? I also wanted to show you something from yesterday that I didn't get to finish up, and I got more to come concerning what it is that I need to show you, because much of what you believe today, friends, probably isn't even true. Consider those that are driving the narrative. Who owns the narrative? Oh, by the way, 96 90% of all gay porn comes out of Tel Aviv from the Zionists, the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Who do your politicians work for? Here, I want you to see this. And for those that are listening, I'm going to go ahead and narrate for you. P.S., if you want to call in, that number's 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to show you who your political whores are serving, because it's not we the people. Okay, so here we go. Here's Donald Trump at the what they call the Wailing Wall. What's not a Wailing Wall? It's premised on mysticism. Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, all serving the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Joe Biden, Mike Pence, friends, no difference. No difference at all. Rand Paul's there serving the synagogue of Satan. Prince William. Do you not see what's going on? Pope Francis, who's now in hell where he belongs. Justin Bieber's there. Folks, they all bowed down and took the bargain. Mitt Romney's there. Mike Pompeo. Folks, they all play off here as actors in the United States of America that they're at war with each other, but they're all bowing down to the same false god, to the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Okay? Look at this. Vladimir Putin. Whoa, I thought that we were at war with him. Vladimir Zelensky. Boris Johnson. Ukraine. Russia. France. Macron's there. England. Ron DeSantis, the guy that sold to the American people as the good guy at what they call the Wailing Wall. Bowing down to the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Modern day Israel. Rothschild's Israel. We have Lionel Messi. This guy sold to the kids all over the world as a soccer hero. Don't think for any reason, friends, that he didn't get there because he didn't bow the knee. Well, guess what, friends? He did. We have George Herbert Walker Bush, who's also in hell. We have his son, who's going to be in hell pretty soon, at this wall. Joe Lieberman, John McCain, all showing their allegiance to modern-day Israel. Mike Bloomberg, who's a sodomite, Ivanka Trump, Jared Kushner, all showing their allegiance. Mike Huckabee, again, you can put this up against Revelation 3:9. Nikki Haley, a very eerie woman. Jada Smith, Will Smith, all sold their souls. Jennifer Lopez, as if anybody cares, but the point is. Vern Troyer, another actor. Tom Brady, this includes sports friends. Robert Kraft is another one, all selling their souls to the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Ronnie Coleman, another popular bodybuilder in his day. Ben Stiller, another actor. Ted Cruz, obviously. Morgan Freeman's another one, friends, transcending all ethnicities. David Arquette, Russell Simmons. All showing their allegiance. Bill de Blasio. They call them Marxists or communists. You need to understand Marxist, communist. It's all a front for the Zionists. Okay? Newt Gingrich is another one. We have here Jimmy Carter, right? So all he had to do is tell the people what they wanted to hear back in the 70s. Tony Blair is another one. King Charles III, all showing their allegiance. Ronald Reagan. Another one, folks, again, you can't make up what it is that I'm showing you right now. It's nothing that can be made up. These people, your said representatives, are those that are driving the lying narrative concerning what's taking place in this country. As I just got done saying, porn channels, Pornhub is owned by the Jews, Hollywood's owned by the Jews, the networks are owned by the Jews. Oh, wait a second. And I'm talking about not the Jews of the Lord that were to be engrafted back in. I'm not talking about them. Again, I'm not talking about the Israel of God. I'm talking about the Jews of the synagogue of Satan who say they're Jews and lie, said Jesus, who are not. They're the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. Oh, by the way, did I get to the CDC yet? All those heads of those pharmaceutical companies, I'm going to show you on the other side who's behind the attacks that are coming against the American people. In the meantime, your said representatives are trying to create anti-Semite laws. In other words, they're protecting those that are doing the attacking. That's all you have to do is look at this administration. You'll understand perfectly. I'm going to come right back to this in just a moment because, friends, you're in trouble. You're in big time trouble.
281-845-4704. Again, we'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a true Berean? The Book of Acts commended the Bereans for testing everything against the Word of God, not just blindly following religious leaders. Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and for 30 years I've defied the religious status quo and fought for the lives of preborn children. And one man I deeply admire is Bradley Dean. He knows his Bible, and he's not afraid to call out hypocrisy. He challenges the sacred cows and false assumptions with bold truth. You may disagree with him, and that's fine, but if you're a true Berean, you'll search the scriptures for yourself, just like he does. And the truth will set you free.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9% was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9% was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. 281-845-4704. Again, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. I'm going to continue on here, friends, just concerning what's taking place. This isn't what I'm highlighting right now isn't happening just in America. This is happening worldwide. I'm highlighting right now the Zionist Jews. I'm showing you that all of your politicians are bending the knee to the Jews of the synagogue of Satan on their own admission, friends. They're Zionist. Rothschild's Israel. Okay? And I know people don't quite understand that, but here, let me show you something really quick, just so you can. This is the mainstream media blurting the truth out in their confusion, and I want you to get a visual on this, how Palestine has been basically transitioned to what you would call modern-day Israel. And they're telling you just the exact opposite, okay? And I'm talking about the Milikowskis, the Netanyahus of the world. Also keep in mind, friends, your politicians. Check this out really quick.
To be Palestine in 1946, and then the UN plan there.
So it's 1946. In 1946, for my radio show listeners, my affiliates, 1946, Palestine
it was all what you would call today Israel. It's all green in 1946. The UN plan switched everything in 1947, so it was about half and half, yellow and green, Palestine. And then in Israel in 1949 to 1967, Palestine, the green, is becoming sparse. And then in the modern day, what you see is a majority of it is being yellow. And then you're seeing this genocide take place that's being sold to you as, again, by another Jew of the synagogue of Satan playing the victim, when in fact what they're doing is attacking. They are accuser of the brethren, and they want to blame others for the crimes that they're committing. Okay, again, I want to finish this off.
On the West Bank, right, and then present. So what does that show you, Martin, that the area where Palestinians are living has it grown increasingly smaller?
Well, absolutely. Of course, this is what it's all about. It's all about the land. And what this map shows you, and I must say it's pretty shocking when you present it in this way, what it clearly shows is that if there's no peace agreement between Palestinians and Israel, more of those green areas, more of that Palestinian land will be eaten up by Jewish settlements.
Okay, so you heard enough, friends, but again, you're in the truth of the matter, and most people don't know the truth of the matter because they're listening to the media, whereas the narrative is driven by the Jews of the synagogue of Satan, the Zionists, right? Okay, these are the same people that create wars. Hey, I can ask a general question. Who are the bankers? We hear it all the time. When there's wars, we find out that the bankers are funding both sides of the war, so they profit regardless of who would win or who would lose, right? Who are they? Everybody knows who they are. They're the Jews, and they're not the Jews of the Lord again. I'm making distinction because of the way people put words into my mouth. There is a distinction. These are those that claim to be what they're clearly not. You know all the prime ministers, friends, since the conception of this Rothschild's Israel, modern-day Israel. You know all the prime ministers. Every single one of their names is under a false alias, under false pretenses. And no, they are not Jewish. They're foreigners to that land. They're ones that have sold their soul that they decided to put in the place to be the prime minister to continuously drive the narrative. Where is all of the parasitical issues that we're dealing with on a worldwide basis coming from? Right here. Now, let me go back to something I was going to highlight during the end of the last segment, but for the sake of time, I couldn't do this. Let's go to the CDC, because what I have in front of me right now, friends, is the fact that in Japan... Japan confirms over 600,000 citizens have been murdered by COVID vaccines. This is by Frank Bergman, SlayNews.com. Just came out on the 21st of September. Just 5 days, 3 days ago. Just came out. Okay? 30 million people worldwide have been murdered by these experimental jabs sold to you by Donald Trump under the dictate and the extortive measures under who? Yep, the same one that tried to murder off his own population in what you now know as Jerusalem, named Netanyahu, who was impeached by his own people because 75% of the people in that particular part of the world said no to the shot, which shows us they're not all bad. It's just those that the mainstream media is giving attention to that are wicked and evil men. Again, I just want you to make clear, okay? Three quarters of the people in that country during the pandemic said no because they said that Mayakovsky Netanyahu is trying to create a genocide against his own people. And do you also remember that he's not Hebrew, he's Polish? And then during the commemoration about a month and a half ago concerning what they call the Holocaust during that particular time as well, the Polish people said no to Mayakovsky because they acknowledged that he is an international war criminal. This is the guy that Donald Trump and all of your politicians are under his thumb. This is why the Epstein files were not released, because they're extorted. Again, if they're released to the people, they lose all control over all of their little scoundrels, right? That can't happen. But friends, look at now. Just, 2 weeks ago, they were on the verge of releasing the Epstein files, right? Or at least that's what they told us. And what's interesting to note about that, before you knew it, it was all shut down. Well, that's kind of crazy. Isn't that interesting that all of a sudden there was all these names on there, and then all of a sudden there was no names on there, and nobody was trying to block the release of the Epstein files more than Donald Trump? Oh, hang on a second. I'm going to get over to the CDC, but speaking of which, I want you to listen to this. You guys all know who this guy is, right? His name is Charlie Kirk. Listen carefully as to what he says about Donald Trump. Remember he said to a student that the Epstein files should all be released without any redactions whatsoever? Listen carefully, friends.
President Trump's name was actually in the Epstein files going back to February.
By the way, I never went to the island. I never had the privilege of going to his island. And I did turn it down, but a lot of people in Palm Beach were invited to his island. In one of my very good moments, I turned it down. I didn't want to go to his island.
Wow, isn't that crazy? So Charlie's saying he's on it. Wow, he's speaking out against modern-day Israel, questioning Netanyahu, giving stand-down orders on October 7th, and what's going on over there. Oh, my goodness. Okay, let's go back to the CDC. I want you to listen carefully concerning who's behind the CDC. Listen carefully to this young man going to a county health service committee meeting, and then he begins to share with all of us as to who their allegiance is shown to. Listen to this.
Sacrifice of your reputation and possibly livelihood in your day-to-day to put in energy and effort to stand up for what's right. So God bless you. I think a lot of people are well aware that COVID is a scam. Everyone understands there's disease, but the fear that they've pushed is to such a great extent to try to control and manipulate us. So I'm going to talk about who's actually behind it, because not too many people want to do that. You know, we always talk about Republicans, Democrats, but they're both wings of the same bird, unfortunately.
That's right.
At the time when COVID was being enacted, I'm going to read off the staff of who's in charge of the CDC. The director of the CDC was Rochelle Walensky, dual citizenship with Israel. Deputy director of the CDC, Anne Schwalchit, dual citizenship with Israel. CDC chief of staff, Sherry Berger, dual citizenship with Israel. CDC chief medical officer, Mitchell Wolf, dual citizenship with Israel.
Chris,
CDC director of the Washington office.
Are you listening, people?
This is pertinent to the
topic. You understand who's controlling the narrative here?
Yeah. So director of the CDC of the Washington office, Jeff Rezik, dual citizenship with Israel. COVID czar, Jeff Zients, dual citizenship with Israel. COVID senior advisor, Andy Slavitt, dual citizenship with Israel.
You understand, people?
Scientist Michael Dostin.
This is what's going on.
Moderna chief scientist, Tal Zaks, dual citizenship with Israel. BlackRock CEO, Larry Fink, dual citizenship with Israel. Chief medical officer of Merck, Michael Rosenwald, dual citizenship with Israel.
They mute him.
World Economic Forum. Yuval Harari, dual citizenship with Israel. That's what we're
talking
about.
All the people that have the cameras
up to
their faces, all the microphones put up to their faces, they're all sold out to the same people driving the narrative. Did you hear what I said? All of these people are the ones that people are being led about by. Don in Texas, I see what you're messaging me concerning a phone call. I have no idea what that means, because I have no access to pull him up in any sense of the word. Tell him to call back in a couple minutes on my line, would you please? And I'd love to have him on the show. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I want to give you a bombshell here. I'm not going to put this up. And what we're talking about right now, friends, is what you've been told. And the truth of what you've been told are probably two different stories. I'm just showing you who's driving the narrative. And this is nothing brand new. They've been driving the narrative for decades and generations in this country. If you want to know who's attacking this country more than the Jews of the synagogue of Satan, nobody. That's why the Christians should stand up and be counted while they have an opportunity to do so. We'll be right back.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with the goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I see you up there, Ed, but just give me a couple minutes here and I'll pull you up. By the way, if you want to call in at any time, friends, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. I have a friend, by the way, that watches the show every day. He's from Massachusetts, and every single day he sends me an account of the people that are dying, that are popular, that we know of, whereas the mainstream media is actually doing their job by telling you that they're now gone. And, of course, this includes all the young people, those that are middle-aged, and the older people that have taken the experimental jabs. And I think everybody knows what's going on. And, of course, all of those in the hospitals that have been doing the murdering for the last 5 years. And it didn't just begin then, but it's interesting how they just sit back and throw their hands up in there and say that they have no idea what happened. Now, what I just did show you is all of the narrative is driven by the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. All of the narrative is.
Oh, and I'm going to get to Charlie Kirk in a minute, too. I just wanted to let everybody know that didn't know. Did you know that his security detail, who was also the security detail of the president, also Netanyahu, they were all Israeli? Just wanted to share that with you. And I'll share more information in just a moment. Let me stick to the topic here. You just heard that young man talk about all of those behind the crisis, the created crisis, Jeremiah 11:9, concerning the pandemic. They were all profiting off of these experimental death jabs. Put it up against Leviticus 17:11, 19:19, and then put that over at John 10:10, the first part of that scripture. The Lord told you not to do it, but you went and did it. And then you receive the judgment of it. And then people throw their hands up and say, oh, you know what? I don't know what just happened. But I'm going back to show you what happened. I'm not going to play any video here for the sake of what's on the screen. But this is a doctor. You'll recognize his voice. And I want you to hear what he has to say. And I'm here to tell you what he said is exactly spot on. And again, let's take a listen concerning the plandemic.
Well, the translators are gone. And the live stream is waning, which means that if we just listen to my colleague Matthias,
Dr. David Martin,
the best thing in the world would be to leave it to you, the people. Now it's up to you to share what clearly, based on the cavernous emptiness we see in all of these spaces, is only going to be heard if you share it. So it feels very appropriate that I should be the one with the quietest voice. But let's let that lion roar, shall we? I'm done talking about COVID, and I'm done talking about SARS-CoV-2, and I'm done for a very simple reason. For 110 years, we, the people of the world, have been lied to. We're a group of very small number of criminal industrial conspirators decided to subordinate the entirety of the human population for the purpose of their sinister plans to enrich themselves while impoverishing and killing the rest of humanity. And I'm done being polite. We've long passed polite. When the words acceptable death rate become part of an industrial norm, we have lost the plot of humanity. And that's not my words. Those were the words of the World Health Organization and of Pfizer and of Moderna when they were given the authorization to begin the process of killing human beings in the interest
of advancing
their goals.
This was purpose.
Next slide. And I'm also not going to sugarcoat this. This is a criminal cartel.
He's talking about the WHO.
We are acting as though there's some sort of redeemable quality somewhere in some esoteric layer that somehow or another the World Health Organization must have some salutatory benefit. Well, I'm going to tell you, since its formation in the 1940s, the World Health Organization has been nothing more than a criminal cartel that has a sole and singular intent. And I will show you the document that proves what I'm saying. This is not an allegation. This is actually provable by their own words in their own hand. And they use a four-step process to execute every one of their nefarious plans. They begin by planning an exercise. Then they go to the business of funding that exercise. Then they create the rationale for the thing that they're going to do. And then they deploy and profit from it.
Okay, so that's pretty much the gist of it, and obviously I boxed that out due to the fact of the headline over the top because it's great content, but he put some expletives on there. So anyways, this is all coming from the same people. Who's the head of all these pharmaceutical companies? The Jews of the synagogue of Satan. The Zionists. The Zionists that your said representatives are controlled and extorted by from the top to the bottom concerning this administration. I gave you all the names right off at the beginning. Okay. I also want to show you this because I didn't get to it yesterday. Donald Trump gives the largest grant in history to Jewish organization to counter pathology of anti-Semitism. If you know anything about history,
These are the same people, when they come up, the Bolsheviks, come up with this anti-Semitism. They use the politicians that are extorted to violate the First Amendment. And not only stop there, they're doing this in Canada right now. They're talking about doing it in America right now. Just ask the Wicked Witch from the South, Pam Bondi. They're trying to create anti-Semite laws to shut you up. And if you dare speak out against the crimes of those that I've highlighted thus far, then you're going to go to jail for 5 years or 10 years. In Russia, they just used to assassinate them. You need to understand, America, who's driving this narrative. I named the show today, What You Believe May Not Be True. How can you believe any of this? That's what's scary. How can anybody believe anything that we're told today? But if we knew the Word of God, we would understand where this is coming from. Americans, you need to understand that you're under attack by the very people that we're highlighting right now. They are not the victim. They are the ones that are, in fact, attacking you. I want to show you how this works. Again, I see you up there if you want to call in. Hold with me, 281-845-4704. If you want to contend, you want to add two, Jude 3 and 4, you can do that. 281-845-4704. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Yesterday, I was talking about, isn't it interesting how women that advocate for abortion on the behest of a few of those that committed oligarch in illegally sanctioning the murder of the innocent in the womb. The media promotes the women that are murdering their own children. When the people rise up, what do? The narrative is then have the women put on a shirt that are murdering their baby that says, or their babies that say, stop the war on women. The women play the victim when in fact they're the ones murdering the babies. This is exactly what they're trying to do with this anti-Semitism that they're creating out of thin air. Hey, here, this is how simple it is. You want to know who controls you? Just see who they don't want you talking out against. That's where you're at, America. I don't think people understand guys like me aren't here because we don't have anything better to do with our time. We mean what we say. And until the American people understand that they better start meaning what they say, nothing is going to change. You need justice, Americans. And it starts with you. And it starts in the church. And it starts in the corrupt halls of government. Let me show you this. You guys ever see the movie Schindler's List? I'm sure you have. Remember how that was sold to all of us by the Zionist that produced the movie Schindler's List? You guys all know who I'm talking about? Who made the movie Schindler's List, people? Guess what? He's a billionaire, isn't he? And he's a Zionist, isn't he? And he is the one that is being used to do what? To drive the narrative. Again, what you believe may not be true. Here it is. The movie Schindler's List, what is it all premised on? How the Jews of that particular time in Germany were treated by a monster by the name of Adolf Hitler. Right? As a matter of fact, if we get any history concerning what may have taken place in Germany, we get it from the same people that I just highlighted that are playing the victim when in fact they're the ones doing the attacking. I want to show you that Schindler's List is completely fictitious. I didn't say it. It's right inside of the book. Listen to this.
It's based upon this book, right?
Yeah, that's right.
This book, Schindler's List. Now, as Mr. Zundel said, this book is a work of fiction.
Yeah.
Then, Mr. Zundel, you pointed out to me in so many places, and if you don't mind, I'm just going to take the liberty to read part of it here. This book, in the beginning, in the back, and front cover, says this is a work of fiction. Now, think what that... Well, let me read it to you here. This is in the very front cover. It says, this book is a work of fiction. Names,
says this right inside of the book.
Places and incidents are either products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. And now, I'm going to let that soak in, friends. That's
okay,
right.
It's fictitious. This book is a work of fiction, it says, on the inside of Ernest Zundel's book called Schindler's List.
It's a work of fiction. Who sold it to you? Steven Spielberg. By the way, his name has also come up in the P. Diddy files and the Epstein files as well. Who is he? He's a Zionist. This is a work of fiction. Names, characters, places, and incidents are either products of the author's imagination or are used fictitiously. I'm going to come right back. We're going to change the topic up. I'll take your call, Ed, if you want to call in. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the Internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic, without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and tee this up for our next call, calling from Utah. And with that, there's more information coming out concerning this conspiracy with this alleged assassination of Charlie Kirk. You guys have seen, I'm in hopes that you have, that there's been another individual that was caught on camera. And it apparently came from an individual that was there during that particular time, because it doesn't look like it is coming from a college camera in any sense of the word. But it shows another individual who had his shirt off, and he's running with a handgun in hand, obviously, a handgun in hand, right? And it's also interesting to note, as what I just told you a couple minutes ago, we also know that his bodyguards, out of his own mouth, were Israeli. And again, people, I just wish people just stop right there and just say, wait a second. This guy took over $400 million from, guess what? Billionaires that are what?
Zionist to do what? To drive their narrative, and then once the narrative's questioned, we want to get rid of the person that we put all that money into. Okay? I just want you to think that he's a radio show host. $400 million. He didn't just come out of nowhere, friends. He was recruited. His wife knew Donald Trump years before Trump introduced Erica to Charlie Kirk. And you guys all know about Erica, right? More of her background is coming to the light as well. She was in New York for 3 years. She won out of nowhere. They recruited her to be a part of a beauty pageant in Arizona. She wins it. Guess who owns the pageantry? Donald Trump. Okay? She's on television programs wearing all these weird occultic colors. I'm not going to try to put that together. I'm just giving this to you for your consideration. Nothing more. And her role is a casting director. She's given the power to be a casting director. She's worth millions of dollars. And then before you know it, she's doing television programs where she herself, Erica, is out there introducing her friends to other men on television programs. Getting a little weird? On top of the fact that she has a ministry at the age of 17 years old that's working with the military out of the Pentagon, they go over to Romania. Romanians want her to remove her ministry from Romania because children are disappearing. All factual information. Just laying it out there for your consideration. Just when you didn't think it could get any weirder, and again, I want to remind everybody that what we're talking about right now, what you believe may not be true. It's for the American people to ask questions, not to just be led about by the nose. You are the people out there saying you don't believe the media. Who's giving you the narrative? The same lying, useful idiots. I want you to listen to this carefully, and then I'm going to take up my call, Ed, from Utah. Okay? And thank you for hanging on, Ed. But listen carefully, because there's more information coming out asking questions concerning what took place. You ready for this one? I don't know that you are, because this lady that's bringing this information to you said she thought she was ready, but she wasn't.
Hey there, Buttercups. I admit freely that I am a Buttercup. And we were told that it was going to be a bumpy ride. And I don't think I was buckled in tight enough. But I want to read something to you from X22, Dave at X22 Report. And let's think about what is really going on, okay? He says, there's no arrival footage at the hospital.
No arrival footage at the hospital. Did you hear that?
No ER bay.
No ER bay. No cameras. Nothing with Charlie on it at the hospital.
No gurney.
No gurney.
No trauma team on camera.
No trauma team on camera.
No attending doctor.
No attending doctor.
No nurse.
No nurse.
No time of death.
No noted time of death.
Silence.
Silence.
The same men who signaled before the shot moved him to an SUV, not an ambulance. Minutes missing, then a coffin. Air Force Two, curtained down. And not to mention that airplane. There's no hospital release, no doctor of record, no named official declaring death, just gaps. And a lot of confusion.
Okay, and so with that, remember, we have people in Utah that are military experts concerning the narrative that the FBI is trying to sell us. It's failed completely. Now they found the magic bullet of a 30-odd-6 that Charlie, they want us to believe his neck stopped the bullet. If you ever seen a 30-odd-6, and I showed you a video a couple days ago, it will literally blow up a watermelon. It would blow up his neck. That's not what he was shot with, allegedly. But that's what the FBI wants you to believe. And notice how they've been leading the people little by little by little by little with information. But again, put it in comparison, in parallel to September 11th. The two towers go down, impossible, right? The next day, it's already on the front page, case closed. Do you understand? Everybody's asking the question, why is there no real brokenness concerning those that were at the memorial? Why is there laughing behind the scenes? Erica's completely different than the way she's acting out in front of the people. Again, laying this out there for your consideration. Now she's the CEO. She knew Donald Trump before. Pay attention. Hundreds of millions of dollars funneled into TPUSA, and you still haven't figured it out, Americans? Oh, Charlie Kirk? His parents? Daddy was a part of building Trump Plaza. They work for Donald Trump. Erica's mom works for the Department of Homeland Security. There's an inner working going on here, friends. Okay? And you need to consider what's going on, especially in the face of the information that I just got done giving to you. Okay? I'm going to go ahead and take Ed from Utah. Ed, thanks for holding on, my friend. I wanted to catch up to where you wanted to go, and it's all yours. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Thank you very much. I just want to let you know there's a good local politician here, Phil Lyman, that's looking into the whole situation and the narrative. He's calling out Cox. He's calling out Patel. But I understand that he's also reviewing the Jeff Rentz video. Have you seen the Rentz video on this, the 30-second video, sir?
I have not.
RENSE.com. I think you know Jeff Rentz. The man in the plaid, brown, 15 and a half feet in front of Charlie Kirk. Everybody that has seen this video in front of me has almost grabbed the phone from me. They're saying, why isn't that guy arrested? Why isn't his face posted? This man, 15 and a half feet, used a Chicago palm pistol. You see the barrel of the gun. These are very small guns. Originally made in 1892. This is a smoking gun, followed up on Rentz.com by the still shots. In his haste, this killer, wearing the brown plaid, ended up putting the, in a haste, he put the round cylinder Chicago palm pistol in his left hip pocket. That can the imprint of it is very visible in a still shot. I do believe that was a misgiving. I do believe Charlie was dead. They need him out of the way, just like you said, to move Erica or whoever, or Shapiro himself, into redirecting Turning Point USA. But to me, Rentz has been around, sir, for 35, yep. 37 years.
Yep.
This is his crown jewel, the Rentz.com video.
I will check it out, and I appreciate that. And yes, sir, I do know who Jeff Rentz is. Yep, thank you very much. Thanks for holding on, especially. I got one more minute. I want you to see one more thing concerning what Ed just brought to the table. Listen to this, friends. Listen to this.
I want you to listen very carefully.
Watch
to
this,
what this kid says.
Eyewitness completely being shut down.
Charlie Kirk got murdered.
Sons of Liberty Media.com, BeForeIt'sNews.com.
I was standing from probably the third row in the bottom. I saw him. I heard the shot ring out. I looked to my left, and then I looked over to my right. I saw him slump over in his chair forward. He slumped over. He had blood coming from the left side of his neck,
yep,
down his shirt, and he slumped over and he was carried off.
Okay, so now what happens is while he's giving this testimony on camera, all of a sudden another member of TPUSA comes over and shuts him down, and the kid starts yelling, saying, knock it off, leave me alone. Knock it off, leave me alone. Folks, do not, you have to, here, and I've said it so many different ways. This is the art of radio. If the American people do not hold these conspirators accountable for the crimes that they have committed, they will do it again. That's how you add strength to tyranny. They will go after you. They will go after your family members. They will go after your children and your grandchildren. If you don't put a stop to this, don't expect that the Lord's going to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourself. It is truly that simple. Now, for those that are on social media platforms, I do want to show you a couple more things, and I'm going to have to pick up tomorrow again. This is the fastest radio show in the nation, fastest hour. But the time we start, it's all over with, right? So with that, social media friends, if you want to call in, you still can. That number is 281-845-4704. We're off the radio right now. 281-845-4704. I'm looking at some of the videos that he's showing right now. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this because we've spent so much time on this before.
But I want to move over really quick, and I want to go over to another topic concerning what you may believe, or what you believe may not be true. And what am I talking about? It's crazy to me. And listen, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. What we like to say here, we're just not stupid. The Lord's given us eyes to see concerning His anointing, Isaiah 10:27. We have ears to hear because of the Holy Ghost. And it's funny, the only ones telling you that anything that we're showing you right now that it's a theory is those that are responsible for a long history of covering for conspirators through the mainstream media's useful idiots. What I like to say is, friends, all of our conspiracy theories have come to pass. We do a whole show on this. Give us some more. And they're delivering, friends, without fail. Okay? I want to bring you over. One time when I was doing a high school assembly in Indiana, we had Matt Labesh from the Weekly Standard, the senior editor, on tour with us. And he had asked me the question, I think this was coming to the end of our time together, which was a week, I believe. It's out of Washington, D.C. You probably have heard of it before. But he had asked me the question, Bradley, just listen to me and hear me out before you say anything, okay? Because I want to play something for you from the one that's responsible for driving the narrative and committing the act of fraud. He asked me, he goes, do you believe we've been to the moon? All the way up until this point, throughout the whole week, me and Matt got along great. And I remember I said to him at one point, I'd asked him the question, he said, Bradley, do you believe that we've been to the moon? I said, absolutely not. I said, I almost can't even believe you just said that. The Lord has set it up in such a way where there's radius belts around the globe where that just can't happen. Just like in the book of Genesis where those of Babel attempted to try to create something to go up into the heavens, the Lord limited them. And what he did is he threw them off by what? Dividing their languages. Okay? It's the same thing here. I also want you to contemplate before I show you what I show you. That what he did is he goes, boy, I question everything you say. I said, you have got to be kidding me. I almost couldn't believe he was saying what he was saying, that he actually believed it. I said, let's do this. We were at the high school. Some sort of event just got over with. There was a couple hundred people coming out. We were just getting there. We had a setup that night for tomorrow's assembly. And I said, let's go outside right now, and I'll be the reporter, and I'm going to ask people if they believe that we've been to the moon or not. He said, fair enough. We got outside of the bus. You can go ahead and do the same test that I did, friends. I get outside of the bus, and I just walk up to people I didn't know in front of Matt, and I said, I got a question for you. And they say, what's that? And I introduced Matt and who he was, and I said, I just want to know, do you believe that we've been to the moon? The first one said, absolutely not. You've got to be kidding me. And then this woman started to detail why it's not possible, okay? Because there's limits with man. The Lord put them in place. And then what I did is after that one, we went over to another one. Nope, I don't believe it. This is nonsense. They needed this. There was a race between us and Russia, they told us. And just think about all the billions and trillions of dollars they have taken from the taxpayers in an attempt to try to justify that we've been to the moon. I said, fair enough. Then we went over to another person, and that person said, no, I believe we've been to the moon. So what I found is two-thirds of the people don't believe that we've ever been to the moon. The only people that are ever telling you that we've ever been to the moon are the media, useful idiots. They're the only ones driving that narrative. Why? Because the corporations that they report for are profiting from it through stealing away your tax dollars. Okay? Oh, and I can go on. The next morning when we were doing the assembly, I asked all the students, hey, I got a question for you. Matt was right in the back. I said, how many in this room actually believe we went to the moon? How many believe that we actually went to the moon? About a quarter of the hands went up. I asked the question, how many don't believe that we ever been to the moon? About two-thirds of the people, three-quarters of the people. They didn't believe we went to the moon. Again, if you believe we went to the moon, I'm here to tell you, concerning the beginning of the show to where we're at right now, these are the people that are trying to convince you that we've been to the moon. because they have the one, they have been the ones profiting off the backs of the American people by stealing away their tax dollars. Now, before you jump the gun and say, that's just absolutely crazy, Bradley, that you would even put that into question. Well, are you talking about, like, Schindler's List? See, we thought that was sold to us by Steven Spielberg as a factual event, only to find out the opposite is true. We found out that he was a Zionist, right? And we're going to go on. I'm going to get away from the Zionist thing for a moment. But I want to go over to Stanley Kubrick. You guys all know who Stanley Kubrick is? Stanley Kubrick is a producer. He's produced many movies, many of which you probably have seen before. Stanley was doing a radio interview towards the end of his life. And we see this with CIA and FBI whistleblowers. That's those that are responsible for crimes where the media comes in and blames an innocent party or a patsy, like what we're seeing right now with the Charlie Kirk assassination, because nobody believes it. Same thing they did with RFK. Same thing they did with JFK. Same thing they did with MLK. Nope, they're the responsible ones murdering these individuals, only to blame innocent people. Okay? I want you to consider what you're going to hear here, because Stanley Kubrick comes out about filming moon landings. And what I was saying to you, friends, is CIA whistleblowers, they give deathbed confessions concerning what really happened. The FBI has done the same thing as well. And what they do, and this is what I want you to get, because the Lord's always speaking if we're listening to him. They seem to always come out and tell the people what the people always believed, that the media was telling you was not true, or it was a theory. Okay, we're talking about what you believe may not be true. I started out with the CIA, started out with another quote from another individual talking about how, you know, if we're not careful, we're going to end up hating those that are doing the oppressing. Or I'm sorry, not those that are doing the oppressing, but we're going to end up hating the innocent people. And then we're going to end up loving the oppressors if we're not paying attention. People, again, it goes back to the 86% of you that say you don't believe the media in the first place. And I got to sit here and try to convince you that you're being lied to, but you already told me you're being lied to. And what you do believe, you better question, because what you do believe 9 times out of 10 is come from the people that we've been exposing for the last hour. And where it's coming from. Okay? Let's go to Stanley Kubrick. And during a radio interview, he starts to leak some information out towards the end of his life that kind of took everybody back. And I want you to hear it, okay? For all of those that believe that we've been to the moon, I want you to listen carefully.
Tell me about the making of it. So
the making of the...
Was it difficult?
Fake moon landing.
Committing the greatest fraud, what you want to call it. I'm not saying it's a... Okay.
A lot about that at the time.
I know, so I'm not making moral judgment, but making this huge, ambitious, technical faux landing, was it part of the 2001? Was it very difficult? I mean, what was the experience like? So 2001 was harder than faking the moon landing.
It actually was.
Because you learned things on 2001 and...
Yes. I mean, 2001 was very ambitious. And that's not to say that faking the moon landing was not ambitious, but... I learned things making 2001, which is why I got this gig in the first place, right?
Right, right, that makes sense. So what was the
experience? It was easy for me because, first of all, I didn't think a whole lot about the morality of it, as I said. If I had, I might have been more hesitant, more stifled in my work. But I didn't, and I could see that Neil was, actually.
Neil Armstrong.
He was bothered by it.
He was bothered by it. You can see it.
Or anyone else involved.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
About
because in a way, everything was going to center around him. He was the one who was supposed to come down off the ladder and announce the step for mankind and what have you. He sensed that this was going to be a life-changing experience for him, and I mean on a major scale. Actually, he was rather tortured by it the rest of his life.
Talking about Neil Armstrong.
Is that why you think of interviews?
Yes, and in fact, that actually began to affect my own perception of it, watching what happened to him.
Okay, in what way? Just seeing the deterioration of him? And, I mean, was he depressed? Or?
He was depressed. He was drinking heavily, bitter, scared, just...
Talking about Neil Armstrong, because he faked the moon landing.
And that guy Bart Sibrel or something tried to get him to swear in a Bible.
I mean, when I say he affected me, that's why there was so much time in between films for me. Between Full Metal Jacket and... Well, between The Shining and Full Metal Jacket was about 6 years. Between Full Metal Jacket and Eyes Wide Shut is 13 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of that time was spent just...
like just emotionally processing?
Yes. It became very conflicting for me. I was proud of my work, but at the same time... And this was a lot because of Neil's influence. Not consciously. He didn't do this to me consciously. But I spent a lot of time with him.
The heavy hold.
Each time I did, I became more and more bothered, troubled by my own participation in this.
Okay. Are you paying attention, people?
I mean, did he explain the source of his depression?
He was on the verge of tears. He did not cry. I won't say he cried, but he was on the verge of tears so many times because of what he did.
I mean...
what he participated in. It's almost as if he thought up the idea, you know?
Right. He felt that guilt.
He was almost used, really.
Okay.
But he's the one who felt the guilt. I'm sure NASA... did not feel that much guilt.
I wonder why. Because they promised him a seat in 3 years when they figured it out. They kept lying about it being possible. So why do you think he did it? Why did Armstrong do it in the first place? He thought, they kept saying, we'll be ready in 3 years and you'll go then. Just lie now and we'll go in 3 years. The funding will keep going and we'll figure this out.
Consider the people that were dying, that were beginning to expose NASA for what they were trying to sell to people worldwide. Okay? You guys, I love you enough to tell you what you already know. Conscience means with knowledge. And I'm just bringing to your conscience the knowledge what many refuse to see for themselves. You want to know why people reject the truth? It's not so much that they don't believe it. It's that they understand that truth demands a response. That's why they don't want to acknowledge it, because if they do, that destroys their deceptive bubble that they've created to live in. But see, what they don't realize, and that's my job, is to pop that bubble. And that's what the anointing does, and that's what the Holy Ghost does when he comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. People, you already know you're being lied to. We just had Ed calling from Utah during radio broadcast 10 minutes ago. I never met him before. This is the voice of the majority of the American people that the mainstream media and corruption in federal and state government mean to stifle. You, listen to me. Here's a word of encouragement. You're in the majority. They're not. That's why they have to censor people. That's why they have to control every narrative of our lives. I'm just here to show you, and I said it yesterday, I'm not here to change your values, people. I'm here to serve them. But if you're not going to serve them on your own, what you're doing is you're heaping up more obligation for those that are. You're not doing your part. Don't call yourself a Christian. Don't call yourself a patriot. And certainly don't call yourself a conservative. Because a conservative is one that preserves and it stops the putrefaction, the immorality of society. Read Matthew 5:13. I also want you to consider this. John Adams said this, and he was exactly right. He said, decadence follows luxury. And I'm going to tell you that why that is. Because people fail to take heed to the Lord's words when he said, when you prosper, don't forget me. I'm the one, says the Lord, that gave you the power to prosper in the first place. Have you ever heard that saying before? That prosperity has killed its thousands? It has. It's when prosperity comes up on a scene that people forget God, because then they feel within themselves that they did it all on their own through their pride, and that they have no need any longer for the very God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, that gave it to us in the first place. He tells us in Deuteronomy 6, Deuteronomy 8, that I'm the one that gave you power to prosper in the first place. And how many times did Jesus himself rebuke covetousness? He's the one that said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. I'm just here to tell all Americans this. You are spoiled. Don't ever think that you've got it so bad, because all over the world you have no idea what bad means. You're provided for, you're eating. I do a whole show on this, friends, only to find out that a lot of the people in this country that claim to be poor, they're not poor at all compared to other countries in any sense of the word. I'm just here to say, friends, there's no luggage rack on the top of a hearse, and you're going to answer for what you do and what you don't do in this life, because it's appointed for us all to face off with our judge. Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:20. I don't know who's calling here. I'm sorry that nobody answered, but welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hey, man. How are you?
Good.
Hey,
Who am I talking to?
Jeremy.
Okay, Jeremy. Cool. Thank you.
I wanted to make a quick comment, and then I'll get off.
So cynical.
This is something that I saw floating around social media right now. You can call it an anomaly or predictive programming or whatever, but have you ever seen the movie Snake Eyes with Nick Cage?
I just seen something like that pop up just a couple minutes ago. Tell us what it's about, please.
It's been a long time since I've seen the movie, but there's some ties to Israel in that movie, and a one Charles Kirkland actually gets shot in the neck during the movie, and he was public speaking.
And he got shot by a person named Tyler, isn't that right?
I think it was Tyler the Executioner.
Exactly.
I think.
Yep. You know.
That's all.
No. Hang on a second, though. You do know the Simpsons have been doing this for a long time. They're using soothsayers to do this predictive programming. And what they do is they write the narrative, and then they stick to the narrative, and then they make it happen. That's what a soothsayer is. And what they're doing is they're predictively programming people, because they want you to believe that this is just happening by chance. Nope, it's all pre-planned. I can go back to, concerning your point here, my friend, is when you even look at Roosevelt back in the 30s, he said that there's nothing that happens. He was talking about politics. He said that there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. So it's all pre-planned. Mm-hmm. See, but what happens is when the people actually adhere to who we are and not what they want us to be, and we stand up and we resist and we hold them accountable for their crimes against us, that's when all of this stops. And it's not going to stop by just me getting on the radio or writing letters as a paper tiger. It stops when we get out there and we actually change the culture, because that's what we're called to do. And again, by the way, the definition of the word patriot means to uphold dying laws. I want you to consider something, and I'm talking to you on the radio, my friend, and I'm also talking to all those that are watching me right now. Freedom is not free. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do, not what we want to do. And true freedom is found in Christ, period. 2 Corinthians 3:17. I want everybody to consider, those that just want to sit down on their morals, I want you to contemplate, if you go back to June 6, 1944, I want you to consider all of those boys on June 6, 1944, who faced off with what we were told were a bunch of monsters during that particular time, how they sacrificed themselves to give us the freedom that we have today. And how dare anybody in this country, and I say that in the natural, 1 Corinthians 2:14, highlighting the point of what Christ has done for us on the cross, on Calvary, when he shed his blood to redeem us back to the Father, Ephesians 1:7. I want you to consider the price paid for your freedoms before you just roll over in the face of what's going on, because nobody in this country has a right given unto them, starting from the church to those in the government. They don't have a right to do the wrong thing. And we have sat back for decades. I don't know if you're a younger guy or an older guy? You sound like you're kind of in between, maybe a little bit, maybe in your 40s. What's your age group right now, my friend?
I'm 38.
Okay, so I just about hit you in the early 40s, I was going to say. But with that, look at all the men that fought, bled, and died to give us what we have today. And then what we see is what was not tolerated even in the 80s in this country is completely tolerated now in the halls of government. The American people have become so dumbed down that they don't even know what's right and wrong anymore. They're just listening to the mainstream media that they don't believe in, and then they wonder why they're confused. They wonder why their country's being overthrown. Well, I don't think people realize that the mainstream media is there to do just that, to drive a narrative to give power to corporations in a fascist state or a dictatorial state. And that's where we're at today. And things are going to get worse until the people stand up and understand that nobody, again, has the right to do the wrong thing. And what sickens me more than anything, and I'll end with this, is how the American people give a pass to their favorite politician that looks just like them, that's tearing down the Constitution and erecting one that looks just like them. That's idolatry, and the Lord will judge that. And we have to become wise as to what's going on in this country, because if we remain an educated people, we're going to always throw off the slaves of tyrants, and not until then. So I appreciate the phone call. There's so much. I just talked about this not too long ago, this predictive programming that's been going on. They've been doing it in movies. They've been doing it in cartoons with the CIA driving this brainwashing that's going on through these messages and the messaging and the way that they've done it, as you said, through predictive programming, at nothing new. They're doing this all day long. And the sad part about it is if we keep tolerating this, people don't realize their objective is to demoralize the people, because if they can demoralize the people, then they can destabilize the people. And when they destabilize the people, then they create a crisis. And then what they do is they grab a hold of more control as they tighten the noose of the American people. And that is the history of takeover right there. So we got to get it right. Thank you for the call, my friend. I totally appreciate it. Folks, again, I am inundated with what we're talking about. I am consumed with it. I'm also consumed on the other side in making sure that we right the wrongs. I do want to say this. If you're a first-time viewer, you're in Minnesota in the five-state area, I have a representative, Walter Hudson, and a senator, Eric Lucero, that will be with me in Brainerd, Minnesota, on October 11th at 6 p.m. at Jack's Bowl. We just got back from doing a Second Amendment rally in Michigan. We did a church service. Looks like we're going to be going to North Dakota. Just talked to South Dakota today. And then we're also looking at the East Coast. So check out our schedule on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also check out the store. And also consider this, my friends, that we don't have sponsors. Without your support, we cannot do the things that we do. We're looking for cheerful givers, not those that need to be persuaded that what we're doing needs to be supported. It should be in your heart. If you want to know who we are and what it is that we've been doing, go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Matter of fact, I'll go over there just for 1 second with you, especially for the new viewers and the new listeners. If you go over there, that's all you have to do is go to Sons of Liberty. I'm sorry, go to the events, and I'll show you what we've been doing for the last 30 years in ministry. It's not what are we going to do. It's always been look what we have done. And we can add to probably about 100 more of these little flags here showing you where we have been across the country. We have been busy getting to the people. That's the objective. Jesus said not to say that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. He said, pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers. We've been moving day and night for 30 years. And I want to say this for all those that are tired, pray yourself awake. We get to sleep for eternity, right? And that's the truth of the matter, because I'm burnt just as much as anybody else is burnt. And I am burning the candle on four ends. We need you to join us. We need you to jump in, because friends, the history of the church is our backs are up against the wall. And then he shows up in our extremity. The Lord shows up in our extremity. The Lord shows up because that's his opportunity. And he loves to do so. But we got to step out so we can meet him in our extremity. as much as that's not a lot of fun, right? But anyway, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the store. Your orders will go out first thing in the morning. We love you by what we do. I will talk to you on live radio from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time tomorrow, and then we'll take it as it comes, okay? Because we are, again, being inundated with new information all day long, and I'm trying to stay on the pertinent information for the American people and put it in front of their faces rather than just moving along with everything that they show us to distract us, to fatigue us into compliance. Nope, let's not do that. Let's be smart about this, because once the people grab a hold of the truth and the issues and hold them accountable, it's going to be all over for the bad guys, and we're going to send the message that we're not going to tolerate your crimes any longer. Article 2, Section 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, and it aligns itself with Isaiah 26, verse 9, and 51, verse 4. Love you by what we do, and there you are. Okay? We'll see you tomorrow.